This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak, and it is the season for some terrific holiday concerts. There are so many to choose from. Cap Radio's arts and theater critic Jeff Hudson has joined me for this week's sound advice. Nice to have you back with us.
Good to see you, Beth.
And it seems that there's a choice for anyone and everyone over the next few weeks.
There are plenty of them. Let's say maybe you're interested in hearing ornate instrumental music from the Baroque era.
Okay.
You've got at least two good options in Sacramento, Folsom, and Davis. First, there's a local group, Sacramento Baroque Soloists, is going to be performing at St. Paul's Cathedral on December the 6th in downtown Sac, and then at the Harris Center in Folsom. Mm. And the Baroque composers, as you know, wrote scads and scads of instrumental music for Christmas, which doesn't...
Oh, it's perfect for the holidays.
And it doesn't have any religious content,
yes,
really.
Right.
So you can just, you know, if you're Jewish, it's still fine. And I'm mentioning that because the Chamber Music Society of Sacramento is doing a Baroque program that'll be on December the 14th at Congregation Bet Havarim in Davis, and then on the 15th at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Sacramento, but it's all instrumental, so no problem. Let's hear a little bit about the a piece that will be on the Chamber Music Society's program. This is a very famous chaconne composed by Giovanni Battista Vitali, lived in the 1600s. Let's hear a little bit of a commercial recording of that chaconne with Korean violinist Sarah Jang.
Lost in that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, those chaconnes are lovely. There's a very famous Bach chaconne that always gets played, too.
Okay, that's the Chamber Music Society of Sacramento.
And the Sacramento Baroque Soloists.
And that will be December 14th and 15th. All the details will be on our website.
Yeah, yeah, and with some pictures, too.
Okay.
Now, let's say you're looking for something from Latin America that's really festive.
Okay.
There is nothing like a Christmas Posada concert with traditional Mexican music and folklorico dance. One of the things, as you know, Beth, I lived in Watsonville for 15 years,
right,
with lots and lots and lots of Latino neighbors. And one of the things I learned living there is that it ain't Christmas until a mariachi band starts playing and the women with those lovely long skirts and the men in their fancy hats start swirling around on stage. We have, locally, Ballet Folklorico de Sacramento doing their Christmas Posada Navideña, forgive me here, on December the 13th at the Harris Center in Folsom. And then Modesto's Ballet Folklorico Anahuac will be performing at the Gallo Center on December the 23rd. Let's hear a little bit of music from one of Ballet Folklorico de Sacramento's performances.
Okay, that's a holiday spirit.
It is, and it's really a lot of festive stuff, and it's fun. I mean, it's everybody's having a good time. And
I like you giving us sort of a cultural tour here, because now we're going to a different part of the world.
Well, yes, there is this country called Ireland, and lots of Americans have ancestry from there, including me. So the Mondavi Center likes to bring in a traditional Celtic band, usually from Ireland at this time of year. And this year they are bringing in the Irish band Danu on Saturday, December the 14th, with a program called An Emerald Isle Christmas that'll have lots of jigs and reels that sound something like this.
Thank you.
like the opportunity to think about dancing at Christmas time, even if you're in a concert hall that people sometimes get up and just kind of do a few steps right in front of their seat.
Every one of those selections makes you move.
Right. Well, I mean, my knees at age 60-something are not the best for dancing these days, but anyway.
By the way, that was Danu and Emerald Isle Christmas, and that concert is December 14th
Correct.
At 8 o'clock.
At the Mondavi Center.
At the Mondavi Center. You're listening to Holiday Concert Preview Selections in this week's Sound Advice. Jeff Hudson is here. You can find more information about all the concerts we're talking about on our webpage. There is another terrific resource on our webpage. This is a curated list of all the live classical and jazz events happening in the region. And this one's a year-round current list. It's curated by Cap Radio music hosts. It is a terrific resource. And again, you can find it at capradio.org/insight. So let's keep going with Sound Advice.
Well, there is another holiday tradition that we all know very, very well, and that is the
Nutcracker.
With of course, every production that you see in these parts has lots of local kids in it.
Right.
And so there are a number of Nutcrackers coming up. The Sacramento Ballet is staging 11 performances this year, starting on December the 12th and ending on December the 22nd. And remember that this year they are performing at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium, just like the Broadway series shows are. Just like some other groups.
The speakers series.
Because the SAC Community Center Theater is in the middle of a big renovation. And so don't drive to the Community Center Theater to see
or
the
Nutcracker.
Or if you
do, you'll just see a big empty space.
Right. So it's worth repeating. And then the Gallo Center in Modesto is going to be having the Central West Ballet doing 6 performances of Nutcracker between December the 13th and December the 22nd. So those are the two big Nutcrackers. They're also some smaller groups that are doing it here and there, and you can look those up online. Since Peter Tchaikovsky, who composed the Nutcracker in the late 1800s, happened to be Russian, let's hear a little bit of the Russian dance from the Nutcracker. And this is a recording actually by the Folsom Lake Symphony with Peter Jaffe.
That Russian dance always makes people think Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is so.
Well, and it's all
so
of about
iconic.
A minute, 20 seconds long, too. And it's partly because the guys who are dancing are putting out so much energy with those leg kicks in a low crouch with their Russian costumes on that you can't have that thing go 3
Always
minutes long.
Amazing. All right, we have just a little bit of time. There are concerts by a community chorus and an orchestra in many, many cities. So let's go through and name some in the region.
Well, there are a bunch of them. December 7th, the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra are at Memorial Auditorium. December 7th and 8th, the Reno Philharmonic and the Reno Philharmonic Chorus are at the Pioneer Center up in Reno. Sacramento Master Singers are at Westminster Presbyterian Church, Harris Center, and First United Methodist in Sacramento. More dates than we have time to mention.
Let's do some events in the Stockton and Modesto area.
The Stockton Symphony is going to have Fiddler Mark O'Connor, violinist fiddler, you can take him either way, and the Stockton Chorale, that's on December the 15th at Atherton Auditorium on the San Joaquin Delta College campus, and then the Modesto Symphony has a candlelight concert, including a youth chorus and handbell ensemble, on December 17th at Modesto St. Stanislaw Catholic Church.
You know, Jeff, it wouldn't be a holiday concert preview without you mentioning Chanticleer.
You knew I was going to do it, too. The internationally famous full-time men's professional acapella choir from San Francisco is coming to Sacramento on December the 16th at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament. They've got a somewhat new lineup this year, and it's always a treat to see them. They've been appearing at the Cathedral for many, many years. There was one year they were over at the Mondavi Center when the Cathedral was being renovated.
Right, they moved.
But let's go out with Chanticleer singing an arrangement in Latin written around 1600 by German composer Michael Praetorius.
Sing it, 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 s
Chanticleer it is. And again, they will be performing in Sacramento on December 16th at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament. This is Sound Advice, so we do spend time on music, Jeff, but you are the arts and theater critic. There are some great holiday productions in the area, so let's just mention a few of those.
Well, of course, there's always a new generation of kids that has never seen A Christmas Carol and is still learning about Scrooge, and so the Sacramento Theater Company is doing it yet again. This is their familiar production that they commissioned, 30-some years ago, 40-some years ago
and now. Gets great reviews and great audiences.
It is lovely. Matt K. Miller is back playing You Know Who that says Bah Humbug. And if you've seen it a bunch of times, I always fall for the ending in that play where he reforms in the last scenes. And it always works for me, even though I've seen it a gazillion times.
I wonder how it is for Matt when people say, you're such a great Scrooge.
Well, you know, he actually, his son played Tiny Tim a number of years ago when he was just the right age for that.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a special daddy-son moment on stage.
Yeah.
Then the B Street Theater has another original Buck Busfield. He's gone back to writing a new play.
We talked with Buck about On an Open Fire.
And go ahead and tell me about that.
Well, let's keep going. I just want you to mention one or two more.
The other one that opens this weekend is the Wickhams. Capitol Stage. This is a sequel to the one they did the last 2 years, Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley. It's all characters from Jane Austen books. This year is kind of interesting because the actor playing Mr. Darcy is none other than Rob Salas from Davis Shakespeare, who I have never seen as an actor. I've seen multiple shows that he's directed, but it's going to be a costume drama. It's set in, the tail end of the 1700s, early 1800s, when Jane Austen was active, and it should be quite good.
All right, Jeff, happy holidays to you and your family.
And you too.
I wish everybody safety and good health and a happy new year. That is Jeff Hudson. All of this information is on our website, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We're back with another live show on Monday. Thanks for joining us.
From Sacramento State, this is Capital Public Radio, 90.9 KXJZ FM and HD Sacramento, 91.3 KUOP FM and HD Stockton Modesto, 90.5 KKTO Tahoe City Reno, and 88.1 KQNC Quincy, streaming at capradio.org. We get support from Chanticleer, performing a Chanticleer Christmas, Gregorian chant, traditional carols, spirituals, and their most requested selection, Franz Biebel's Ave Maria. December 16th at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament, chanticleer.org. We get support from the Porter Scott Law Firm. Porter Scott has been proudly defending members and businesses of this community for over 40 years in litigation and other legal matters. Information at porterscott.com.
Since we emigrated from South Africa, we've been listening to NPR. Now, in Sacramento, we listen to Capital Public Radio whenever possible. You are our companion, our alarm, our sleep aid, our adrenaline, our identity. Thank you so much for your five-star programs.
I absolutely love that story. Whether you have been a Sacramento native your whole life and you've enjoyed Cap Radio for that entire time, or whether you've emigrated from points afar, thank you so much for listening to this radio station, relying on what we can provide you. And don't forget, it's listener-supported. Stories just like that, man, they just hit me right in the heart. Thank you so much for your contribution. And we're asking, if you've never given before, make today the day. Don't wait any longer to call Cap Radio. Get off the fence. Maybe introductory gift of, what do you think, Sally Schilling? $10 a month? How's that sound?
$10 a month? Easy.
It's the giving season, after all. And public radio listeners, they're the generous type. Maybe you've been given a lot in the last couple of weeks. A lot of people on your shopping list. A lot of people on your holiday list. Don't forget, Cap Radio is here. Give the gift of Cap Radio content and programs to everybody who listens with a contribution of support right now. Call us up at 1-800-800-5867 or donates at capradio.org.
Yeah, make sure the Cap Radio family is on your list as well. A portion of your donation, too, could go to your community in another way by choosing the food bank option we have right now if you donate. And part of your donation will go to a food bank in your area. Call now or donate online. Select that food bank option. 5% of your gift will go toward buying meals at a food bank determined by your zip code. Give now at capradio.org or call 1-800-800-800. 800-5867. It's 1-800-800-5867.
If you're just joining us, here's how public radio works. We rely on listener contributions. We don't rely on commercials, so that means a few times out of the year we'll come to you and ask for contributions that make sense to you. Maybe that's $10 a month right now. If that sounds good, that sounds like it fits for you, now is the time to call. When you do, you'll be automatically entered into a $500 gift card for Apple, so you can spend $500 with Apple. Now you might be the lucky contributor that gets that just for making an amount that makes sense to you right now. Call us up at 1-800-800-5867. Again, that's 1-800-800-5867, or make your contribution capradio.org.
We're in just 3 minutes left in the Insight Hour. If Insight is your show, give us a call now and let us know. We love to look at the little messages we get from people that donate about what show or what programming they're passionate about. Like Suzanne in Auburn, she loves the classical music format. Thank you, Suzanne, for donating. Amy in Sacramento. Charlotte and Martinez just donated. Thank you. And Joe Ellen in Pleasant Hill chose that food bank option. So it's a 2-for-1. Call now, 1-800-800-5867, 1-800-800-5867, or go online. You might be looking at a screen right now. Chances are you're on your phone, on your computer at work. Go to capradio.org.
It only takes just a few minutes, and that's just a few minutes before Here and Now comes up on your way here at Cap Radio. Thanks very much for listening right now. Make your contribution in an amount that makes sense to you. Call 1-800-800-5867. And don't forget, you can easily forget an impulse buy. Maybe that $10 a month that we were talking about. Think about how just often $10 just kind of like maybe just disappears. It just flits away. You're at Target. You're wherever. Well, a $10 a month monthly contribution to Cap Radio, that goes a long way to help pay for Insight, to help pay for All Things Considered, to help pay for Morning Edition, and to craft all of these stories and everything that you rely on this station for. So be part of that right now. Give generously and call 1-800-800-5867. Again, that's 1-800-800-5867. Or at capradio.org.
Now is the time. You're, like Nick mentioned, your impulse buys during maybe Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Wipe that guilt away with a contribution you can really feel good about. For just $10 a month, you're giving to that station that comes to you, is there for you anytime you need it. Also with our podcast programming, like Making Meadowview, you heard from earlier with Pauline Bartolone, personal community stories that go in depth. Let us know you value that. Now is the time to go to capradio.org and donate that $10 a month to something that you really care about, that you use maybe every single day when you hop in your car and you're just getting that one little news digest that helps you have a more informed conversation with your buddy when you get to work or when you come home and see your spouse. That is something that's meaningful. Let us know you care and feel good about being a part of the Cap Radio family. Go to capradio.org or pick up the phone.
Join Amy in Sacramento and Corinne in Pine Grove and Suzanne in Auburn. All recent contributions here to Cap Radio by phone and online. Now really is the time to make yours. Call us up at 1-800-800-5867. Again, that's 1-800-800-5867. Or make that gift at capradio.org.